So now that you guys, you know, got the local scene popping, your homies believe in you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all two men in high school, y'all ran with the bad boys movement, you know, bad guys. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's because I'm going to the bad boys premiere today, so it was in my head. But yeah, so now what was the next steps? You know, like, okay, y'all formed this rap crew. What's the next steps? That y'all did just start battling people? Did just start doing talent shows? Like, what was that grind like?
Well, before we answer that, what do you mean by the next step before? When I was 11 years old, or after me and Wiley met and did the bad guys thing?
After y'all met and did the bad guys thing.
Okay, so after that, it was like, I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like after that, it was more of us developing our craft. Mm. Like, together, you know, like, learning new sounds and where exactly we wanted to be, trying to find ourselves. To, at the time, I was rapping in English. Mm. I was a straight-up English. I didn't have not one song in Spanish, so it was like, I was still trying to find my sound in the English world and doing things and different sounds. Wiley as well. If you go back to Wiley's first song that he ever dropped, it sounds totally different to the Wiley that he is today. It's like the same thing with me. So it's like, it was more of that, trying to develop and find out who's going to be in the team or who's just going to be around the team. Because I feel like in the team and around the team is different.
Explain that.
So you have your people that's in the team, people you count on, people you trust, people you give information to that you pretty wouldn't want to give other people or give responsibilities to that you can't trust other people with. Mm. But then you got people around you that are just there for support, moral support, or, you know, we from the streets. So sometimes you need the street people around you for certain situations. Mm-hmm. It's like people that's around you, but it's not like they you keep them at a distance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so we were trying to figure out that. Who was going to be what and who was going to be in, and is it just going to be me and Wiley and the bad guys rapping? Like, are we going to put other artists into it? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? It was figuring that out, you know, and that took a little while and developing until I started, I met other artists like Chris Streets, and I started dealing with Chris Streets and Knock Fly with producer. Knock Fly helped me a lot find mm-hmm. my sound. Like, because it was like, when I first came in, it was like very rap. Mm. I mean, I'm from the Bronx, New York, you know what I'm saying? Raised Marble Hill Projects. I did all the battle raps, the people in the hood, in my projects. They used to bring, I was a kid, like 13. Actually, if you look at YouTube, you might find it. I can't find it no more, but yeah. It should be up there. They have battle videos of me battle rapping, like grown men when I'm 12, 13. Mm. So it was like, I was always into the hip hop. But not just show me like a different world, kind of like, he was like, all right, hip hop is cool. Hip hop is this. But then this whole other world that you might be able to get into it if you want to and if you're comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started developing my sound sonically and doing different things that maybe I would have not tried before. Mm-hmm. So he gave me that push to be like, yo, do something different. Mm-hmm. Like, try something different. Everybody's rapping. Let's try something different. And yeah, and then that kept going. And then me dealing with them. It's like everything.
Oh, you want to add something to it? Yeah, I was going to say, in the midst of all of that, mm-hmm. we will be making music, mm-hmm. and then there will be, like, little talent shows, mm-hmm. and we would like, perform the new music to see the reaction, be like, all right, this is good, the crowd reacted, they like this, so let's do something more like this, and we were doing things like that.
It's almost like a case study, but with the crowd, you know, you just perform to kind of see what works, what doesn't.
Right.
Okay. So tell me how you developed your sound, you know what I'm saying, like, when you got to that point.
It was, like, the same thing when we met Knock. Uh-huh. He met him first. He was like, yo, bro, you got a curse?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, you got to fuck with this kid, bro. He's nice. I was like, all right. And he was already doing music. Every time I'll get a text 5 in the morning. It'll be a new song. I'll listen to it. He's like, yo, you got to fuck with him. So we went to Knock, and it was the same thing, just trying different beats and then different sounds and singing and not singing, but, you know.
Yeah, like melodies, harmonizing and melodies and shit.
And stuff like that.
Okay. And then let me ask you, do you guys feel you found your sound? Or are you still
I'm still creating? Perfecting and creating, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at right now, like, sonically and what I want to do, because I feel like the reason that I say I'm comfortable is because I'm not scared to try anything. Like, I you could put any beat on, and I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something. So before, it was like, you put something that's different to me, and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now it's like, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. Let's create something new. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe we could turn this and turn it into something that doesn't exist.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's one of the things that I feel that me and him was able to do with our song, Thusi. Mm-hmm. That is like, is something that is like, it might sound like something that you might have thought happened before, but it really never happened before. You know, like when you have a complete hip-hop beat in the beginning of the song and it's going through, and then it switches to another beat, and then if you want to, if you have to categorize it, I guess you're going to say dembow. I'm Dominican, so you'll put it into dembow. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the dembow songs, there are original songs, the original, the fire dembow, that if you go to DR right now, you hear the dembow that's in the streets, it doesn't sound the same. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound the same.
So you can't really call it that.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to, but if you don't have to, then it's like, nah, what is this? You know, and that's a question that we get a lot from a lot of artists, major artists, huge, some of the biggest artists in the world have been asking us, like, what is this? What do you consider this? What genre of music this is? You know what I mean?
Well, like, why don't you just call it, like, your own name? Like, make something up and then just copyright. And if anybody uses it, then y'all just get paid from it.
I mean, it's early. I feel like maybe I'm not are we not qualified for that yet?
You can do whatever the fuck you want. If nobody has it, you can make it up and copyright it. Why not?
There you go. So maybe we want something.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm here for, B. You know what I'm saying? I told you, man. That's what I'm here for. Nah, but that's what's up. Okay. Well, no, I mean, and you mentioned, you threw out the word sonically a lot when it comes to your sound. What do you mean by that?
Well, like I said, coming from a rapper, now when you hear my songs, like, with the thing when I'm like, oye, mami, echa pa acá, me dijeron. You know, it's like, it's different. It's not, I'm not rapping no more. So it's like, now I'm trying to come up with different flows, different melodies, different things that I feel like is catchy and is going to catch an audience and bring them to say, like, what is this? Like, what is this? This sounds different, or this sounds cool, or this is how I feel, but I'm afraid to say it, because that's another thing that I do in my music a lot. It's like, I say a lot of things that people are thinking, but are afraid to say it for whatever the reason. Either they're insecure, or they think it's not the right thing to say at the right moment, or somebody's around, you know, I'm just saying it. Mm-hmm. So when they hear it, you can see it, people start laughing, and people thinking, and they start getting quiet, because they're like, shit, I know what he's talking about. Like, I feel the same way, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, they can relate.
Exactly. So I feel like that's what, when I say sonic, is that just the different melodies and different, not rap, like, not just straight rap. Mm-hmm. Where before, that's what I was really pushing for, just straight rap. I just wanted to rap, spit bars.
Yeah.
You know?